I was going up in the elevator after the slideshow, and people in the elevator thought I should be worried for two reasons. One is that I wasn't sure when the volcano was going to go off or if it was going to go off, and that might be one of the official things that yet had to happen. And the other was, how on earth was I going to leave the office and beat Juan Roederer's final photograph? I have to say I'm worried about both of these. However, I will recount the story of how I came across the Geophysical Institute in the beginning of my experience. This is, first of all, I should say that I was a graduate student just after the IGY, and I was aware of what the GI was doing because during the International Geophysical Year, there was a great deal of activity led by Sidney Chapman, and the GI gained a lot of reputation during that time, and I, of course, read the papers. But I became interested in working in Spitsbergen, and I was persuaded by a Norwegian to go and install some equipment in Spitsbergen, which I did. And this happened to be the year 1978, which happened by chance to be the same year as the GI was going to install equipment. And so I met the GI people at the point of installation of equipment in a rather difficult place to work. This place was an empty plain of tundra with the wind howling around, the temperature. Well, wind chill was probably something like 30 to 40 below. The temperature may have been around zero. And we were trying to set up instruments that were rather fragile, like a Fabry-Perot interferometer and meridian scanning photometers. And Dan Osborne was part of that effort, and Chuck Deer, and a person called Abbas Sivji, who doesn't work here anymore, but was very much part of that, Jerry Romick. And I met these people for the first time in this field situation. And I became impressed with the way in which they could put together equipment to make it work in very cold conditions. I remember stories of Abbas Sivji in his first few months there, because that was also my first few months there, and we were running equipment out in the snow, which was undercover, but it was very difficult to keep the snow out when it was blowing so hard.